Hello, Liberty. Matt here. Below this, you'll find the link to this past Sunday's sermon, a message we used from Sanctus Church. But before you listen to that, I'd like to share just a few things. I've been reflecting a little on Pentecost, which we celebrated a few Sundays ago. What a privilege, firstly, it strikes me, that as Christians, we can be a temple for God to live in. We are a temple for God to dwell in. The second privilege, I think, is just that God would love us enough to send Jesus not only to die for us and to reconcile us to the Father, that's amazing, but more than that, the blood of Jesus cleanses us to such a degree that we're suitable dwelling places for him to live in. That's amazing that the blood of Jesus would do that. And thirdly, that God, by his Spirit, what a privilege that he would give us spiritual gifts to partner with him in his work of redemption in this world, to share his love and life in various ways. Those are just amazing privileges. So Glenn has preached on the topic of spiritual gifts for two Sundays now. We've not yet gotten into any of the actual gifts themselves, but rather we've been looking at some of the foundational teachings about those gifts. And so today, we'll start to look at specific gifts. And so as Glenn mentioned, there's a series of teachings by Sanctus Church in Canada. And on this particular Sunday, we watched one of their teachings. It was actually the third in their series. And so the point of us going through our own series on spiritual gifts at Liberty is to try to bring clarity on the gifts so that we might be encouraged towards faith. Really encouraged to allow God, to have faith that God would use us, use you in the gifts he has given you, and perhaps even one day will still give you in the future. And so I don't want to preach a message before the preach, but there's two brief points I'd like to make. And the first point I want to make, actually I'm going to try and use an analogy. I wonder if you've ever been to a grocery store, maybe it's the one you've sort of been using the most, and then they revamp it and they reorganize everything. And then you find yourself struggling to find what you're looking for. Like, what, this aisle used to have the cereal and it's, where have they put the cereal? Where have they moved? I can't find the broccoli anymore. And they move things around. Or maybe you go to a new grocery store for the first time and you find it difficult to find things because you're not familiar with the store. And so Checkers and Woolies and Spar, all of these grocery stores, they organize their shelves so that it's easier for us to find what we're looking for. Imagine if they didn't organize their goods. Imagine just a giant warehouse where farmers came and delivered their goods and factories came and delivered their goods and then we just had to wade through it to find what we're looking for. It would be chaos. Or imagine if they organized it alphabetically and you would find the cereal next to the celery. It wouldn't really work so well. Now, these stores will organize things in ways that make finding what we're looking for a little bit easier. And so here's the analogy. I think sometimes we do this with the Bible as well. Remember that the scriptures were written over a period of about 1,000 years with many different authors and many different purposes in mind. The Bible is not a textbook where things are arranged alphabetically or into particular categories. And there's different genres, and sometimes it's poetry, and sometimes it's just historical documentation, and sometimes it's a letter addressing a person, or a letter addressing a whole group of churches together. And all of these contain wonderful truths for us in the scriptures. Now, sometimes it's helpful to gather truths together into categories. It's easier for us to handle, to teach, to learn, to understand, to use. And so just like we do that with a range of scriptures and theologies, I think it is really helpful for us to do that when we're trying to understand spiritual gifts. We try to put them into categories to help us understand them. The scriptures themselves, well, they don't put those spiritual gifts into categories. They reference them in different places, but to help us understand them, we can put them into categories. Now, this is what the pastor of Sanctus Church has done in his teachings. John has created three categories, or used three categories, into which these gifts have been placed. And other theologians and other churches will use different categories for these gifts. None of these categories are clearly biblical. They are just helpful. And so perhaps you've come from a different church and you've maybe been taught different categories. Or maybe this is the first time you're hearing this kind of teaching. And so you're thinking, okay, well, these are the categories. And then perhaps you go to a different church one day and you hear them talk about different categories. I want you to understand, these are not necessarily biblical categories. These are just groupings to try and help us. I hope that makes sense. The second, the final, and much shorter point I want to make relates to just the clarity of terminology being used by John from Sanctus Church. Glenn mentioned this two Sundays ago. I just want to briefly remind us of it again. John uses the phrasing baptism in the Spirit for when a person first comes to Christ and receives the Holy Spirit to live in them. At Liberty, we would use the phrasing the indwelling of the Spirit to describe this. The Spirit, when we come to salvation, the Spirit comes to live in us or dwell in us, hence the term indwelling of the Spirit. And then the second term that John will use is the phrase the filling of the Spirit. And he uses this to describe when a Christian is filled with the Spirit. This is a separate event from when a person first comes to saving faith in Christ Jesus. This is more than just the Spirit coming to live in us. This is actually being filled with the Spirit. And the New Testament uses other phrases similar to it. There are about four different phrases. Being filled with the Spirit, being baptized with the Spirit coming upon you, and the Spirit being poured out. Those are four different phrases all used to communicate the same thing. And so just as you hear John using that terminology, and then when you hear Liberty with the terminology we use, I just want you to understand the differences between those terminology and what we actually mean when we say those things. So, all in all, our hope is that you find this message from Sanctus Church helpful and encouraging, and that your faith is stirred to allow God to use you in the various ways that He's gifted you in. And so we pray that God would really speak to you and encourage you and bless you.